J-Paul, Power 96 Sports. Jose Berríos had a one-hitter over six innings. Nelson Cruz hit a two-run homer. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-1 last night at Target Field. Twins catcher Ryan Jeffers, promoted before the game to take the spot of injured catcher Mitch Garver, drove in a run with a single in his first major league at-bat. And he went 2-for-3 on the night with a hit by pitch, catching Berríos to help the Twins improve to 7-1-1 in series this season. Justin Smoke homered for the Brewers in the seventh off Tyler Duffy, but Nelly Cruz responded with his ninth home run of the season, 24th and 25th RBIs of the season in the bottom of the inning for the Twins. Berríos struck out 8 of the first 13 batters he faced. Garver with his side muscle strain and center fielder Byron Buxton with a shoulder inflammation both went on the injured list before the game. Twins righty Jake Odorizzi starts tonight in Kansas City to begin a three-game series and a season-long 10-game road trip for the first-place Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Timberwolves won the 2020 NBA draft lottery last night, so they'll get the first pick in the draft in October. The Timberwolves, who ended the season with the third-worst record, will be followed in the draft by the Golden State Warriors, who ended the season with the worst record. Also, the Charlotte Hornets will go third, and Chicago picks fourth. Minnesota gets the top pick. They'll pair them with D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns. This year's crop of prospects is wide open. No consensus at the top. Two of the potential options, though, are LaMelo Ball, the younger brother of New Orleans Pelicans guard Lonzo Ball, and Georgia guard Anthony Edwards. Not the doctor from ER. No, this is a different guy. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said the league is likely to delay its previously planned start of December 1st for next season, 2020-21 season, because they want to get paying fans back into the arenas, so they're going to delay the start. The NBA's bubble environment in Florida has been a success, but Silver said the league is not going to reinstate another quarantined campus for next season. The NBA playoffs continue in the bubble. Last night, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat took a 2-0 lead over Indiana with a 9-point win. Houston won by 13 to take a 2-0 lead on Oklahoma City. Milwaukee evened their series with Orlando at a game apiece with a 15-point win. And the L.A. Lakers beat Portland by 23 to even that series at a game each. Today and tonight, Toronto taking on Brooklyn. The Raptors are up 2-0. Boston has a 2-0 lead on Philadelphia. Denver and Utah go to battle tied at a game each, as do the L.A. Clippers and Dallas. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders eliminated the Washington Caps in Game 5. Tonight, Philadelphia has Montreal on the brink of elimination in Game 6, and Vancouver has a 3-2 lead in games over St. Louis. NASCAR has two races in Dover, Delaware this weekend at 3 each afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. They are two of the three races left in the regular season. And good luck to three Albert Lea wrestlers, Mike Olson, Cole Glazier, and Caleb Talamantes will be wrestling in the Rocky Mountain Nationals this weekend in Kansas City. Wait a minute. Rocky Mountains aren't in Kansas City. What? Why aren't they in Denver? The Minnesota Vikings went through a lighter day of practice yesterday, going without pads in a 90-minute session at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Minnesota will go back to full pads today for what is scheduled to be a two-hour session, so the intensity will ramp back up. Defensive end Danielle Hunter, wide receiver Dylan Mitchell, and linebacker Ben Gideon did not practice, but everybody else did. The Vikings offense ran a two-minute drill late in yesterday's practice, and it ended with Justin Jefferson hauling in a 15-yard touchdown pass from Kirk Cousins with 33 seconds left. Jefferson used his athleticism to rise above Mike Hughes and snagged the pass for the score, which tied the game at 19. It was a hypothetical situation. A point after was not even attempted. The offense began on its own 37-yard line with a minute and 47 seconds on the clock. Chad Beebe made a diving catch, and Alexander Hollins hauled in a 30-plus yard gain down the left sideline, out-muscling Chris Boyd on a ball from quarterback Sean Mannion. And Tajay Sharp also made a few nice catches throughout yesterday's practice as well. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, Information about the shopping show and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.